It's 7:11 now. Well, forget all those diet fads. Experts are now saying stop counting calories. There's a new study from the Journal of the American Medical Association that shows that just eating less will not lead to long-term weight loss. Joining us live is Dr. David Ludwig. He's the director of Obesity Prevention Center at Boston Children's Hospital. Great to have you with us, Doctor. Thanks.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So what is the problem with eat less, exercise more? I mean, it's what we've heard all our lives.
Right. Well, you know, losing weight is supposed to be simple. You know, just eat less. The problem is very few people can lose weight over the long term with low-calorie diets, and those who can't are blamed for lacking willpower. So according to an alternative view, and this is a hypothesis we're proposing, it's not actually a study in JAMA. According to this hypothesis, too much refined carbohydrate has raised insulin levels and programmed our fat cells to suck in and store too many calories. When this happens, there are too few calories for the rest of the body. So the brain triggers the starvation response. We become hungry and metabolism slows down. A low-calorie diet doesn't solve the problem and just makes us feel worse. So a better approach is to address the problem at its source, cutting back on processed carbs like refined grains, potato products, and concentrated sugars. And by doing this, you can pretty much ignore calories and let your own body weight control systems do the rest.
So if I hear you right, we got to cut out the Twinkies and the French fries, but the other stuff we shouldn't go crazy about cutting out.
Well, right. You know, calories are a very difficult concept to master, even for people who do this as their day job. I mean, professionals can't come within 200 or 300 calories of accurately estimating their balance. And in fact, humans and animals do a perfectly good job of balancing their calories without even thinking about it, as long as they're eating foods that don't confuse the body weight regulating systems. And the problem is all the refined carbs, which raise insulin levels more than any other food. And the insulin is a fertilizer for fat cells. It causes them to suck up calories. So if the fat cells are sucking up calories, there isn't enough for the rest of the body. And yes, you can eat less and ignore your hunger, but over time, that's a losing battle. And the battle between mind and metabolism, mind usually loses.
Now, you talk about refined sugars, but I'm looking at things like, for instance, eating yogurt that has, you know, it's non-fat yogurt and it has the substitute sugars, the sweeteners in them. What do you think about those things?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when you travel in Europe, you can just find plain, full-fat, natural yogurt. Here, it's almost impossible on the shelf. These are, some of them are really frankenfoods. They're sugar with a little bit of yogurt flavoring and a whole list of artificial ingredients and chemicals that are difficult to pronounce. When you get rid of fat, the food tastes terrible, and you have to dump in a lot of sugar and other artificial chemicals. But sugar, I don't think, is the whole story. It's refined carbs like white bread, white rice, potato products. We're eating actually more of those than sugar, and they break down to sugar very quickly in the body.
Were we wrong about the fats? Have we eliminated too many of them from our diet without consideration to other factors?
In my view, without question. You know, fats are among the healthiest foods we can eat. Study after study, the biggest observational studies as well as clinical trials show that nuts, avocado, fatty fish, olive oil, you know, these not only don't promote weight gain, but they are among the most protective things we can eat against diabetes and heart disease.
Right. Wow. That'll cause us to really go back and take a look at what we've planned to eat for today.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. David Ludwig.
Pleasure to be with you.
He's the director of Obesity Prevention Center at Boston Children's Hospital.